The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus, again in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet, my calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready, come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out therefore into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. When the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.' Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the central themes of the first reading and the Gospel, which is the same theme, is longing for a wonderful banquet. But not simply a banquet that's here, but rather longing for the eternal banquet. And the eternal banquet is heaven. All of us should long for heaven. The greatest desire of our life should be to get to heaven. You hear me? Greatest longing. We should all long for heaven. That should be the most earnest desire of our life, to get to heaven. The psalm gives us an image. As the deer yearns for the running streams. So my soul yearns for you, O Lord my God. Let's try to unpack that verse from one of the Psalms. Try to imagine a deer that's walking, let's say, a desert in Arizona in the middle of July. And it's 120 degrees, 95 degrees humidity. And the deer is walking the whole day through the desert without a drop of water. Then at 7 p.m., the deer arrives at the entrance of this forest where there's a running stream. Cold, pure, crystalline water. What do you think that deer is going to do? Probably throw himself into that stream and drink and drink and drink and drink and drink and drink until the water comes out of his ears. So as that deer really yearns for the running streams, we should have even greater hunger and thirst for heaven. Amen? Yes. So there's many ways that we can present heaven, but let's talk a little bit about what is not in heaven, then what is in heaven, and then how to get to heaven. Okay, what is not in heaven? Let's start with a negative. How many people here in this church tonight have ever suffered? How many have ever suffered a lot? I have. I've suffered a lot. And you too. I think you probably suffered a lot. In heaven, no more suffering. You can suffer physically, right? Emotionally? Mental suffering? Suffering of the heart? Suffering of loneliness? Suffering of loss of a loved one. Suffering has many, many dimensions. In heaven, my friends, it's all over. Okay, that's the negative. Let's go to the positive now. I'm going to ask you to do an exercise. Think about the happiest day in your life. Now, boil that down to the happiest hour in your life. Now, multiply that happiness 1,000,000 times and add to that eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Personally, I would say probably the happiest day in my life was May 25th, 1986, 31 and a half years ago. Then I boil that down from 9 to 12 o'clock, those 3 hours. Then I boiled it down to one moment. And the moment was this, is that I was kneeling down and this bishop, he's known as the Bishop of Rome, ever hear those guys? The Bishop of Rome came and he actually placed his hands on my head. That was probably the happiest moment in my life because in that moment I was being ordained a priest. And the name of that bishop was John Paul II. So I've got holy hair, huh? A little bit less, but holy hair. the happiest day, the happiest 3 hours, the happiest moment was when John Paul II, John Paul the Great, a saint, ordained me a priest. And if I just think about that, even though it's 31 and a half years ago, it's a long time, I'm getting old, it still brings me a lot of joy and a lot of happiness. Now what about you? Were any of you ordained by John Paul II? No, you weren't. But all of you have your own day, hour, moment of happiness, don't you? Hello? Don't look at me with a grumpy face. I'm trying to pick you up tonight. I'm trying to give an upbeat sermon, no? You look kind of tired, a little bit depressed. I want to try to pick you up. You all have had happy moments. So think about that happy moment and magnify it a million times and forever and ever and ever and ever. And you just have a little glimpse of what heaven is. I honestly believe if all of us started today to try to think about heaven, we're going to be able to carry the cross. Thinking about heaven helps us to carry the cross, maybe of old age, maybe you've lost a loved one, maybe you've got cancer, maybe you've got some health issue, maybe you've got some social problem, maybe you've got problems with your mother-in-law, the famous suegra. You know, we all have problems, but if we think about this, it all ends. Life is very short. I thought about this. If I live to be 80, I've already lived more than 75% of my life. I'm close to the other end of the bridge. And that's not an all me, that's an amen. We got to think about heaven. We have to think about heaven. Whose feast day is it tomorrow, Terry? It's your feast day. It's your feast day tomorrow. Anyone here called Teresa or Teresita, tomorrow it's your feast day. We celebrate one of the greatest feast days of a saint tomorrow. It's Saint Teresa of Avila. Ever hear of her? You know what she said? Our life is como una mala noche en una mala cantina, if you speak Spanish. Huh? Una mala noche en una mala cantina. Translated in American English, our life on earth is like one bad night in a cheap hotel. Una mala noche en una mala taverna o cantina. I speak like the Mexicans, huh? That's short. You ever have a lousy night in a lousy hotel? We probably all have had that, right? Well, that's what our life is. It's so short. So those are a few ideas encouraging you and myself to get to heaven. We got to get to heaven. Now, how are we going to make it? It's the gospel today. The gospel today speaks about the king and the wedding banquet. Now the banquet can be interpreted in two ways. The banquet is heaven, but the earthly banquet is, guess what? The Mass that we're celebrating. The Mass, la Misa. The Mass that we celebrate, this is the earthly banquet. Because in a short time, you're going to receive the greatest food in the universe. And that is what? Hello? You're going to receive the greatest food, which is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Now, if you do that, as often as possible, when you die, you're going to go to the heavenly banquet. Jesus promised it. And I'll tell you the verse. John chapter 6. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have what? And I will raise him up on the last day. So if we live out the earthly banquet, we will be invited to the eternal banquet, which is heaven for all eternity. Amen.